We're back with Hour 2 of Jazz and More for this Sunday morning, and we continue on with Music of Spring, and we'll open the hour with classic sounds from Miles Davis, and a track from the album Miles Davis and the Modern Jazz Giants. Miles was joined by several members of the Modern Jazz Quartet for these sessions, including Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark, who was the original drummer in MJQ, ultimately replaced by Connie Kay. The sessions do not feature MJQ pianist and founder John Lewis, but rather Thelonious Monk is the pianist here. Most of the sessions were recorded on December 24th, 1954, at Rudy Van Gelder's Hackensack, New Jersey studio. So it's interesting to note that on Christmas Eve, the band would be recording a song about spring, yet they did exactly that. And here it is, Swing Spring.
Thank you.
Classic Sounds from the 50s, opening the second hour of the show. We began with Miles Davis from 1954, Swing Spring from Miles Davis and the Modern Jazz Giants, and lastly, from 1959, trumpeter Kenny Dorham and his septet, with Cannonball Adderley, alto sax, Cecil Payne, baritone sax, David Amram, French horn, Cedar Walton, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, and Philly Joe Jones, hearing him the second time this week, on drums. We heard the title track from Kenny's album, Blue Spring. Going from music of the 50s to music of the 70s in this set, and we'll begin with a session recorded in 1971, fronted by flute player Hubert Laws, and a very innovative rendition of a classical piece, Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. Music inspired by ancient Russian pagan rituals, which ultimately involved the sacrifice of a young girl to satisfy the gods and to ensure that the cycle of life would begin anew each and every spring. Of course, this piece is best known for its use in the Disney film Fantasia. This arrangement, courtesy of Don Sebesky, featuring Hubert Laws, of course, on flute, Gene Burdensini, guitar, Bob James, keyboards, Ron Carter, bass, Jack DeJohnette, drums, Ayoto Morita, percussion, and Wally Kane, bassoon. Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. Thank you.
Thank you.
Going back to 1978 for the group Matrix, a fusion band hailing from the state of Wisconsin with a rather substantial horn section, and a track from their second album, Wizard, first released by Warner Brothers in 1978, ultimately reissued decades later on CD, finally, thanks to the Wounded Bird label. That piece featuring solos from John Kirchberger on soprano sax and John Harmon on piano, the track Spring. That was preceded by Hubert Laws on flute and his very innovative rendition of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring, recorded for the CTI label in 1971 for the album of the same name. We'll turn to some synthesizer music in this set, and we'll begin with Japanese keyboardist Himekami and a track from his album Snow Goddess. Here is Light Spring Snowfall.
Thank you.
That's music from German keyboardist Henny Becker, the title track from his album Spring Rain. That was preceded by Himikami, some electronic music from Japan, Light Spring Snowfall from the album Snow Goddess. We'll hear another innovative rendition of a familiar classical piece to conclude the second hour of the show, and we'll turn to the first of a series of four concerti for violin and orchestra composed by Antonio Vivaldi. Yes, I'm referring to the Four Seasons, or La Quattro Stagioni in Italian. Works composed between 1716 and 1717, originally composed for violin and orchestra. We'll hear, in its entirety, the first concerto, La Primavera, or Spring, as performed by the members of the Amsterdam Guitar Trio. Thank you. Antonio Vivaldi's Concerto No. 1 in E Major for Violin and Orchestra, Opus 8, La Primavera, Spring, the first concerto in the collection The Four Seasons, in three movements, Allegro, Largo, Allegro, respectively, performed by classical guitarists Helena Steraki, Johan Dorstein, and Olga Fransen, the Amsterdam Guitar Trio. It's very fitting that this trio hails from Amsterdam, as that's where these concerti were first published in 1725. The album, Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, on which the trio performs the complete set of all four concerti in their entirety. And that does it for the second hour of the show. We'll take a short break for station ID, as per usual, and come back with one more hour of Music of Spring, right here on Springfield Community Radio, Jazz and More.